You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. As a big 3x3 event is back, and some of the best teams in 3x3 in the world, Paul, will be descending into our city this weekend.
It's packed. Jason, I'm so excited. I was looking at the teams today, and the way 3x3 has evolved over the years is this would have been a high-level Masters 2 years ago. Now it's a challenger, but the teams we have on the men's side are fantastic, and on the women's side, we have the top three teams in the world here, and then some of the other top 10 teams. So in terms of quality of competition, It's just going to be fantastic.
So tell our listeners where they can come and watch these teams, and let's start, I guess, on the women's side with the top three in the world. Who should they be watching?
Number one, it's a free event. It's at the Ice District Plaza, and we are really proud, Jason, that we're going to be the first major sporting event to be hosted in the Ice District Plaza. And so we will have it set up so people can come and relax and watch. We've got the beer garden. We've got concession. We've got Red Bull on site with all kinds of games for kids. We'll have entertainment. So it runs Friday. Opening ceremonies are at 1:15 and then runs till about 8 o'clock that night. Then Saturday we go 9:30 to 9, and then Sunday noon to 5. And everybody can come down. So on the women's side, top three, France, gold medalist at the World Cup, competing against the silver medalists, our own Team Canada with the Plouffe sisters from Edmonton, and Paige Crozon, is from Lethbridge. These are all top five, top 10 women in the world in terms of rankings. And then the third team is Germany. And they're actually ranked number one in the world. So we've got just a star-studded lineup of women's teams.
Well, so you have the top three women's teams and then multiple other top 10. What about the men's? How many of the top 10 men's teams are coming?
We have four of the top 10 men's teams that are going to be here. Amsterdam, who qualified for the Olympics, Antwerp out of Belgium. They have won tournament after tournament, and right now they may be the best team in the world. They're beating everybody. We have Princeton out of the States, Fribourg out of Switzerland. They're tough. Another Belgian team who's very good, Merksem out of Belgium. New York Harlem, they won our last challenger back in 2019, and their lineup is stacked as well. So there's a team out of Paris and a team out of Chicago. They're all fantastic teams and highly, highly ranked. And so it's just top to bottom, it's just filled with great talent.
So now I'm looking, the Edmonton team gets going on at 10 a.m. on Saturday, correct? Is that right?
Right. That's right.
Against Okotoks? Right.
Yeah, we have a Canadian play-in round for the final spot in the main draw. So what we did is we have three teams. They're not tour teams, but we want to build the sport in our province and, of course, in our country in association with Canada Basketball. But, we really want to encourage people to play more and more. So we have a team from Edmonton, a team from down near Calgary in Okotoks, and then a team from Saskatoon coming in. So they're going to play, and they're going to play three games and, play each other once. And then whoever has the best record or the most points are going to move into the main draw.
Okay. I like that. So that's kind of the preamble to watch those teams. They'll go at it early in the day, in the morning on Saturday, and then away we go. Now, what about Canada's top teams on the men and women's side? Are they participating?
On the women's side, yes. Team Canada is participating. On the men's side, we don't really have a top team per se anymore since Team Edmonton disbanded. Team Quebec won the Canada Basketball, Canada Quest, they call it. They're a good team, but But we really don't have any men's teams competing on the world tour right now. When, like I said, when Team Edmonton, who have been, you know, pulling Canada along into the thick of things in the world, but when Kyle Landry retired and Steve signed to go over and coach the Mongolian and play on the Mongolian national team, Canada on the men's side is starting to pick it up. They're going to be, they put a team together of a couple of former Team Edmonton players. They'll be in the Commonwealth Games, but Canada basketball is devising a strategy to try to get more competitive on the international scene. But right now, we're not on the men's side.
Now, I know Steve Serr, of course, who you know quite well. Now, he retired, so that was a big, but why did the whole team disband? Why couldn't they keep together?
Well, number one, the news of Steve's retirement was premature, Jason. He's the top-ranked player in Canada. He's playing for a Mongolian 3x3 team this year who is ranked okay. in the top seven. And he's playing really well. So he's hung in there and continues to play. It really comes down to this. They were a team that was self-organized. And the self-organizer moved on. And it was up to other players to keep the momentum going. And they just, for whatever reason, did not. And Canada basketball, to this point, doesn't have a strategy on the men's side. They're doing a real good job of now they're supporting the women's side, but they're trying to, I think, get a national strategy together on the men's side. And so I no longer work with Canada basketball on the 3x3 development side. So I'm not really sure what their plans are or what they're doing, but right now we're not a factor on the men's side in 3x3 internationally.
Well, that's disappointing. Hopefully they figure it out rather quickly. But the women, of course, are very competitive on the women's side. And so with Team Canada, they come in like they're a top-ranked team in the world, are they not?
They are. You know, in the World Cup, that was all of the top-ranked teams in the world. And they went to the silver medal game. Or they went to the gold medal game, won silver, and played France really, really tough, lost by two in the gold medal game. The Plouffe sisters, they can play. They're as good as anybody in the world in 3x3. And Paige Prezan's ranked 10th in the world. So they're as good as anybody. They won the 2019 Women's Series event here in Edmonton. We didn't have the level of competition here that we have this year. So this is going to be a real good test for them. And by the way, also there's two USA teams in the women's side, one made up of WNBA players. So and a really good USA team. So like I said, Jason, people who will come and watch the women play, I hope they can get down there on Friday and watch the pool play. And then the championship, the quarter, semis, and finals start at noon on Saturday. You literally will see the best women's 3x3 basketball in the world. This is Olympic level, world championship level play that we're going to be seeing here in Edmonton this week.
When do the women play? Do you know their schedule?
The Canadian women?
Yes.
You know what? Let me go. I don't. I apologize. I have to pull it up on my computer right now. But
because I'm on the site and I can't find the. I see the men's side, but I can't okay. see the women's draw for some reason.
You know what I'll do is I'll get the link to the schedule up, and I'll let your viewers know, or your listeners know, rather, when they're playing.
Oh, no, here, I got it. I found it.
You got
they
it?
Play at 3:15. 3:15
okay.
on Friday is when the women play their first game, and they're going to take on Romania in their first game, and then they play France at 5:15. And then they play at 6:25, so not a lot of break in between there. So they got their three games, boom, boom, boom. They got the three tough ones, Romania, France, and that U.S. team you talked about, Force 10.
Yeah. I giggle because this is so great. We're going to see a rematch of the World Cup gold medal game in the second game of our women's series right here in Edmonton. Down in the Ice District Plaza, the big screen in the plaza is going to be the score clock. It's going to be such a fun event, Jason. So go over, get some great food at Taste of Edmonton, then come over and hang out and just see some of the best basketball in the world.
Looking forward to it. Paul, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jason.